Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Gareth, we're starting here with an interesting one. We're back with The Lion King again.
We are, and we spoke last week about Barry Jenkins, and he's been lined up to direct a prequel to the live-action version of The Lion King. And we don't really know where it's going to go, except that it's going to obviously follow on with the mythology of the characters. The first one was such a huge success, 1.65 billion globally at the box office. Jon Favreau, if you remember, directed that one and, you know, used very innovative techniques to create the sort of photorealistic animals and African landscapes. Well, what a choice in director now, The Moonlight, and If Beale Street Could Talk, director Barry Jenkins.
He's a fantastic choice. Yeah, very interesting choice. See how that one goes.
And we spoke last week about his Amazon limited series that he's just finished filming called The Underground Railroad. So it's an interesting time for Barry Jenkins and to move across to a big studio picture like this. Fascinating for him.
All right. You've some casting news for us now. Zendaya, of course, recently made history as the youngest woman to win an Emmy for lead actress in a drama. She was just 24 for her role in Euphoria. So everybody keeping an eye on her. What is she up to?
She looks like she's going to play singer Ronnie Spector in a biopic, which seems like a really good choice. And this is based on the rights to a book, Be My Baby, deal. The rights have been closed for this and the screen rights kind of about, I suppose, the formation of the Ronettes with her older sister and her cousin as well. They were signed, of course, by the famously volatile record producer Phil Spector, who she later married. And then she fought for the rights to her music in a subsequent divorce as well. She was inducted also into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So really good casting here. I think we've seen a lot of the biopics recently, the musical ones, and we've also seen the tradition of I suppose, the artist been involved, and Ronnie Spector herself will actually executive produce the project as well.
That sounds like a good one. Now, is Borat back?
We mentioned Borat a couple of weeks ago and we didn't know where it was going to pop up. And now we do. Okay. Amazon Studios have acquired the worldwide rights to this sequel and they plan to release it globally in October on Prime. So they went shooting this as soon as sort of the coronavirus shooting restrictions were eased a little bit and they got the unions to agree to the shooting. And basically, Sacha Baron Cohen took a minimal crew with him, sort of started filming in the US and some shoots internationally. In fact, he had to wear a bulletproof vest on two different shooting days. Such was the risk and probably the skits that they were doing at certain points. But they're rushing this actually in post-production because they want to open it before Election Day. So I think that kind of tells you what might be in the content of Borat 2.
Okay. Now, is A Fistful of Dollars going to the small screen?
It is. Mark Gordon Pictures are developing the project to make a TV series out of it. And they've got Brian Cogman involved, who was a Game of Thrones writer, in to sort of work on this story of a wandering stranger who comes to a town riddled with violence and uses his wit and skill to trick the town's competing gangs into destroying each other. The series will sort of pull from the original feature, which was the Kurosawa one, and obviously Sergio Leone's version as well, into an original contemporary retelling of the story. That's fascinating, isn't it, that they're going to turn that around? But we've seen so many properties get reimagined and redone, and Mark Gordon Pictures believe this could make the next big TV series.
Fantastic. Now we are moving on to festivals, Gareth. I suppose it's a challenging time for festivals with all that is going on, but virtually they're doing very well indeed. We saw the IFI Documentary Festival last week, and you've a few to mention this week, which is great.
We do, and we're kind of getting a hybrid of them now where they'll have some screenings in cinemas and then they'll do the rest online, which seems like a good way to go, a safe way to go, and also gives some aspect to a live feel to the festival. So good for you to mention. We've got the Indie Cork. It's back for its 8th version. That's taking place between the 4th and the 18th of October. IndieCork.com for all the information on that. Lots of great screenings there. Likewise in Offaly, the Offline Film Festival will be a healthy mix of online and venue screenings as well. The likes of local filmmaker Paddy Slattery will be playing his film Broken Law with Manny Shorts, and Manny actually wonderful workshops as well online for filmmakers. A new entrance to the industry, do check out offlinefilmfestival.com. And also the Cork International Film Festival announced that it will be a blended 12-day physical virtual event, delivering a full programme of Irish premiere films and international screenings as well. They're going to open with an international movie, Nomadland, and then they're going to also have an Irish gala, The Bright Side, which is the story of Kate McLaughlin, a world-weary Dublin stand-up comedian who's facing the enormity of a cancer diagnosis. That's from writer and director Ruth Meehan. So the dates for that, it's going to be from the 4th to the 8th of November, where there's screenings in cinemas, and then nationwide online from the 8th to the 15th of November. That's the Cork International Film Festival.
Fantastic. Best wishes to all with the plans for those festivals. As Garrett mentioned there, it is the Indie Cork, and then in Offaly, the Offline Film Festival, and then the Cork International Film Festival coming up in November. Lots to look forward to there. What about new releases? We're starting with Rialto.
Yes, so this is written by Mark O'Halloran, and a very strong performance here by Tom Vaughan Lawler. He plays Colm, who's in his mid-40s, has a comfortable life, managerial job in Dublin's docks. He's got teenage kids as well. But after the death of his father, his sort of emotional life cracks open, and he's a downward spiral where he continues, he's made redundant. And then he finds himself drawn to a 19-year-old, and that starts an encounter that starts to put sort of his entire family at risk.
A lot of people talking about Tom Vaughan Lawler in this film. Let's take a clip.
Today it was this lad. He hit me a few digs, took me wallet.
Why didn't you say earlier?
I didn't know how. Lost me dad, see, he died.
Mum, stop, please.
You done your best by him, Colin.
Biggest disappointment in life I was.
That's all in your head.
How long have you been with us? A lifetime, you could say.
Good.
Your job is gone.
Someone here to see you?
Who?
Somebody, lad, I don't know.
What do you want?
Money.
I like you.
Yeah?
No secret.
Yeah, getting some great reviews, Garrett. That's Tom Vaughan Lawler in Rialto, written by Mark O'Halloran. What else have we this weekend?
We've got Cats and Dogs 3, Paws Unite, so it's a follow-up. In this, a supervillain parrot hatches a devious scheme to break the long-standing truce between cats and dogs. That's a wonderful plot. And then we've got The Trial of the Chicago 7. Aaron Sorkin writes and directs here. It's about the violent clashes that happened at the 1968 Democratic Convention. Really big cast in this. Sacha Baron Cohen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Michael Keaton. It's going to be on limited release in the cinemas, and then it's going to be on Netflix next week. And then over on Netflix, to mention a documentary that's been released as well called Dick Johnson is Dead. It's an interesting documentary about a lifetime making documentaries has convinced a documentarian to basically turn the camera on her father, her 86-year-old father, as illness starts to take hold of him. So that's released. It's worth a watch as well. Dick Johnson is Dead over on Netflix.
All right. What is your TV movie recommendation for us this week?
I really like this movie. It's about a lawyer in 1950s New York. He's hired to represent a Soviet spy in a showcase trial designed to demonstrate the fairness of the US justice system. Steven Spielberg directs this fact-based Cold War drama with a wonderful cast of Tom Hanks and Oscar-winning Mark Rylance as well. The name of the movie is Bridge of Spies. Really nice thriller. It's on RT2 tonight at 9:20.
Oh, I might just have to watch that one again. And a great score by Thomas Newman, which you'll take a listen to now. Garrett Daly, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.